In our next segment, WOOC correspondent Aaron Pednotti provides coverage and analysis of the recent revocation of Spectrum's franchise to provide cable in New York State.
I'm Aaron Pednotti, and for today's Monday Media segment, I'm doing something a little different than what I normally do. Regular listeners to the Hudson Mohawk Evening Magazine will know that my segments usually involve interviews with local professionals and activists whose work has something to do with the media. Today, I am instead going to provide some coverage and interpretive commentary on an important news story about cable service in New York State, namely the revocation of Spectrum's franchise to provide cable in New York by the state's Public Service Commission. When I first started working on this segment, I reached out to the Public Service Commission to see if anyone there would be up for discussing this decision in an interview, but their public relations people turned me down. They did, however, provide me with a link to a publicly available recording of the special session in which the decision was approved on July 27th of this year. And what we're about to hear, John Tsipos, the acting general counsel for the Public Service Commission, proposes two items to the department's commissioners and explains the reason that he is doing so. The commissioners then vote unanimously in favor of enforcing them. These measures are both directed at Charter Communications, a cable provider whose recent merger with Time Warner Cable was approved by the commission in 2016, resulting in the creation of the corporation that is now known as Spectrum. The measures include a civil enforcement case against Charter for failing to meet obligations entailed by its merger with Time Warner and the revocation of Charter's approval to operate in New York State. Here's the recording of the hearing.
Good afternoon, Chair Rhodes and commissioners. There are two items before the commissioner today in case 15M0388. The first item, number 501A, concerns a proposed order for the commission's consideration that, among other things, directs the commission's counsel to initiate an affirmative civil enforcement case against Charter Communications for various violations of the Commission's January 2016 order that approved the merger of Time Warner Cable and Charter Communications, subject to specific conditions and obligations. A central and critical condition in the Commission's January 2016 approval order required Charter to expand its network so that the network would, quote, pass, close quote, an additional 145,000 unserved or underserved residential or business units in less densely populated areas of the state within 4 years of the closing of the proposed transaction, that is by 2020. This obligation is known as the network expansion condition. The approval order required that Charter complete no less than 25% of this total in each of the 4 years. And as a first step, Charter was required to pass 36,250 residential and or business units by May 18, 2017. However, Charter failed to achieve that requirement. And as a result of that failure, the Commission and Charter entered into a settlement agreement establishing revised binding network build-out obligations. Pursuant to the settlement agreement, Charter was, among other things, required to meet new milestones by passing 36,771 residential or business units by December 16, 2017, and 58,417 residential or business units by June 18, 2018. Again, the passings were to occur in less densely populated areas of the state. However, Charter also failed to achieve these requirements. On June 14, 2018, following a process that included additional administrative enforcement actions, including an order to show cause, and Charter's various responses thereto, the Commission, among other things, disqualified 18,363 proposed passings from the company's December 16, 2017 build-out report that was filed on January 8, 2018, because, among other things, many of those addresses were in the densely populated urban cities within the state, including New York City. That determination caused Charter to fail to satisfy the required approximately 36,000 new passings target. There can be no dispute whatsoever that New York City is not a less densely populated area relative to other areas in New York State. In fact, it is the most densely populated area. On July 9, 2018, Charter submitted its update and bulk address report, which provided the Commission with the company's purported number of additional passings as of June 18, 2018, and an update of its compliance status concerning the build-out plan. Following Charter's most recent filing, the department staff initiated further review of the passing addresses contained therein. And based on Charter's submissions, it is staff's position that Charter has not provided the required public interest benefit for upstate New York counties and communities, and that Charter thus has not complied with its regulatory obligations and requirements. By way of example, it is staff's position that Charter's actions and accounting practices have negatively impacted citizens living in various counties such as Yates, Steuben, Niagara, Genesee, Franklin, and Clinton counties. And that is because there's an inverse relationship. For addresses that are in New York City, if they are to be added, there are addresses in upstate areas that are subtracted. The draft order before the Commission today provides a pathway for the Commission to determine that Charter has failed to satisfy the settlement agreement's June 18, 2018 target by more than 22,000 passings, and furthermore, that Charter has not made sufficient good cause showing for this latest miss. And as a result, the draft order addresses also the forfeiture of $1 million from the letter of credit facility under the 2017 settlement agreement. In addition, the draft order discusses the termination of the settlement agreement's, quote, sole remedy, close quote, provision. And lastly, in light of the repeated ongoing and expanding violations of the regulatory requirements, the draft order directs the counsel to the Commission to commence an affirmative civil litigation in New York State Supreme Court pursuant to public service law in the name of the Commission and the people of the state of New York to seek the imposition of civil financial penalties for such violations and an injunction to compel Charter to comply with the June 18, 2018 requirement. Civil financial penalties are a means to vindicate the Commission's regulatory authority, penalize Charter for its violation of regulatory obligations, and, importantly, deter other regulated entities from engaging in similar conduct that violates Commission orders. This concludes the presentation on item 501A. We would be happy to answer any questions that the Commission has.
I have no questions. I find that this is a record of repeated and worsening failures and violations of the order today on their performance to date, and that we absolutely must seek remedies. I find this recommendation to be appropriate and necessary, and I intend to vote in favor. Commissioner Sayre?
My comments relate to both items since they're pretty well intertwined. I can say that I'm very sorry that we have to take these steps, but I'm convinced that we have to take these steps. From my viewpoint, it appears that Charter decided, apparently for financial reasons, to substitute low-cost connections in New York City and some upstate cities in place of higher-cost passings in less densely populated areas. This does not meet our requirements, which Charter accepted for the build-out. It works a grave disservice to thousands of upstate customers whom Charter has removed from its build-out plan. From its latest filings, it is apparent that Charter is moving farther and farther away from its commitment, not closer. We've given Charter ample opportunities to get back on track, but it refuses to do so. Accordingly, I have concluded that these extreme steps are necessary, and I will vote in favor of the orders.
Thank you. Commissioner Ralisi.
Thank you. It's actually sad for me to say that I can endorse this and that I will be supporting it. We never like to see such strong action taken against a business, but in the case of a business that is not doing what it says it was going to do, it's not just hollow promises. It is also working to the detriment of those people that were seriously and hopefully relying on the opportunity to have reliable service. And for other reasons as stated earlier, but I will be supporting the initiative.
Thank you very much. John, can you proceed to the next item?
So that was John Sipos, the acting general counsel for the Public Service Commission, proposing the first of two items to penalize Charter Communications for its failure to meet its obligations in New York State. Before getting to the second item, I'm going to provide a slightly simplified summary of the presentation that breaks it down in a less mathematically detailed way. In essence, it goes like this. When the Public Service Commission approved the merger of Time Warner and Charter Communications back in January of 2016, a major stipulation of the merger was that Charter, or Spectrum as it was now called, was required to provide service to 145,000 new customers in less densely populated parts of New York State, regions that had been previously underserved by cable companies and internet service providers. Charter failed to meet its initial benchmarks for this requirement in 2017, so the state extended their deadline, but they also failed to meet these extended benchmarks and then failed to meet additional benchmarks in 2018 by tens of thousands of customers. A major issue in this failure, which Sipos stresses repeatedly in his presentation, is that Charter expanded its network in densely populated parts of the state, particularly in New York City, while neglecting underserved counties upstate. And as one of the commissioners points out in his comments, there was an obvious financial motivation for doing this because providing service in densely populated areas is less expensive and more financially rewarding than doing so in more sparsely populated and underserved counties with an underdeveloped network infrastructure. For these reasons, Sipos proposes a financial penalty against Charter, and once the commissioners have voted unanimously to support it, he goes on to propose a second measure, which is to completely revoke Charter's approval to operate in New York State. Since most of the reasons that he gives for this revocation overlap with those in his first presentation, I'm going to skip ahead and focus on his most dramatic indictments of Charter's business practices.
Over the last 2 years, Charter has, among other things, obscured and obfuscated its build-out performance, not complied with safety standards, and sought to use its limited and conditional acceptances of the approval order to effectively change the terms of that order. A review of Charter's conduct over the past 2 years reflects, unfortunately, an absence of an unconditional commitment to compliance to the New York regulatory framework and the company's obligation. The continued efforts, among other things, to use the New York City locations and thereby exclude unserved and underserved areas in upstate New York also reflects a lack of commitment to compliance. In short, Charter has had repeated opportunities to demonstrate its commitment to the Commission's approval order and settlement order to modify its build-out actions to comply with the network expansion condition and also advance the public's interest. But it has not. For the reasons discussed in the draft order, Charter has consistently violated the approval order and the Commission's laws and regulations. Those repeated violations support the rescission and revocation of the January 8, 2016 approval order and require that Charter cease operations in New York subject to the conditions laid out in the draft order and the public service law.
The commissioners again voted unanimously in favor of this proposed measure, and the chair of the commission was emphatic in his support of it. This is what he said.
I find that the company's conduct and deliberate and sustained failure to perform and continued and sustained violation of its commitments is simply not serving New Yorkers, nor is it serving our public interest standard. We need to seek a different provider.
So to close out this segment, I will briefly address two questions that arise while listening to it. First, since Sipos is talking about Time Warner and Charter as a merged corporate entity throughout his presentation, why doesn't he refer to it as Spectrum rather than Charter? The answer to this question is tied up with the fact that throughout the presentation, Sipos rejects the legitimacy of Spectrum as a corporate entity because according to the arguments he presents, it failed to meet the basic preconditions of the merger in the first place. So he refers to the offending party as Charter, the company that purchased Time Warner, in order to call into question the very idea that Spectrum has a right to exist. The second question that arises is, what does all this mean for the future of cable in New York State? The answer to this one is currently up in the air, but you can tune into future episodes of the Hudson Mohawk Evening Magazine to find out, as we will definitely be providing further coverage of this topic.
That was Aaron Pednati on the revocation of Spectrum's franchise to provide cable in New York State.